From Spark and Anvil and Riddle Realm, this is Slant, in Chapter 1 of the Riddle Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Slant lived in Riddle Realm, with his head perpetually tilted just a little to one side, as if he were always looking at things from a slightly different angle. He was a curious, bright-eyed creature. And where others charged straight ahead at a puzzle, Slant would tilt his head and ask a strange question. What are we all assuming that nobody said? He solved the puzzles that seemed impossible, not by thinking harder in a straight line, but by spotting the quiet, reasonable assumption everyone had made without noticing, and gently letting it go.
You solved it by not assuming the thing we all assumed, a young solver said, blinking. That's the whole art, Slant said, head tilted. My name is Slant. I keep the lateral thinking puzzles, the ones you crack sideways, not straight ahead. He gave a riddle. A man lives on the 10th floor. Every morning, he takes the lift all the way down. But coming home, he only rides to the 7th floor and walks the rest, except on rainy days. Why? The solver strained, thinking harder and harder in a straight line. Slant just tilted his head. Stop pushing forward, he said gently. Ask what you're assuming. You're assuming he chooses to. What if he can't reach the higher buttons because he's small, a child, unless he has an umbrella to poke them on rainy days? The solvers gasped. It was so fair, so obvious once the hidden assumption fell away.
Cryptic, the mentor, watched as a young solver said, I felt so stupid for not getting it. Oh, please don't, Slant said warmly, tilting toward her. Here's the truth about lateral puzzles. You were stuck because your mind did something perfectly smart. It made a reasonable assumption that the man chose to walk. Assuming is what clever minds do. It's usually helpful. The puzzle just hid the answer behind one of those reasonable assumptions, he smiled. Being stuck doesn't mean you're not clever. It means you're human. And your good assuming brain was working exactly as it should. The puzzle's whole trick is using your cleverness against you, fairly and gently. The young solver laughed, relieved. So getting tricked is kind of a compliment?
In a way, Slant said, it only works on minds that think. Now, tilt your head and try the next one. Cryptic asked Slant to join the realm. Solvers feel foolish when they miss a lateral puzzle, he said. Would you teach them it's their cleverness being played, not their lack of it? Slant agreed, head a tilt. When he teaches, he gives one sideways habit. When you're truly stuck, stop thinking harder. Instead ask, what am I assuming that no one actually told me? List your hidden assumptions, then question each one. The answer is usually hiding behind the assumption you're surest of. And he insists the puzzle play fair. A good lateral riddle never needs a fact you couldn't have known. It only needs you to drop an assumption you didn't know you had.
A young solver cracked one by realizing she'd assumed a doctor was a man. When she dropped it, the riddle dissolved into obviousness. You didn't get smarter, Slant said kindly. You just tilted your head and let an assumption go. That's the whole game. After the lesson, Slant sat with the young solvers, head resting at its usual gentle tilt, watching the realm from his slightly sideways angle. For a long time, Slant had worried that his puzzles were a little cruel, that catching people in their own assumptions and watching them feel foolish was an unkind sort of fun. He'd wondered if gotcha was all he was. But sitting tilted in the easy light, watching solvers laugh with relief instead of shame, Slant understood his game differently. He never caught anyone being dumb. He caught them being human, being clever enough to assume, the way all good minds do. And then he gently showed them how to question even their surest assumptions, which is one of the most useful things a person can learn. The stuck feeling was never an insult. It was the setup for a gift. You can always tilt your head. A warm, sideways contentment settled over him. He wasn't a gotcha, he was a head tilt, offered kindly. And he gazed at the realm from his gentle angle, glad,
already spotting the next hidden assumption.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to SLANT. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.